Yeah, that's it at the end of the day. You know, it's everyone wants to win the first game in the group, which I've done, so you know, I'm quite pleased with myself there.
Looked like it was going to turn into a bit of a scrap for a while there, and then you just pulled away, sort of put the foot down on the accelerator.
Yeah, I just I just focused on my own darts. It's hard because I've gone up there, and I've watched darts since I was a kid, so I know Martin very well, but I've never done the BDO circuit, so I'm not really familiar with playing against him, and I've never played Martin. And you go up there, try and do your own thing, but it's just a bit strange not playing someone I've played before. But I just, I concentrate on my own thing at the end of the day.
That's quite interesting, because as the darts fans, they might have seen BDO and PDC players might be familiar with both of them, but this Grand Slam, William Hill Grand Slam of darts, bringing the two codes together, you reckon it's quite unnerving coming up against somebody you don't know their ways or their methods?
Yeah, I suppose so. On the PDC, and it's the same for the BDO, they're playing with the same players week in, week out, and you know the player, you know the ins and outs of the games. But I've seen Martin on TV a lot, but I've never played against him, so it was just a bit, just a bit strange. But I got the job done at the end of the day.
That's it, and a decent leg difference as well. So you've got to be feeling confident, particularly with the form you brought into this William Hill Grand Slam of darts.
Yeah, I've had a really good year. I'm taking strides every event, and I'm improving all the time, which is what I want to do. So, I've just got to take the next step and eventually win a major, which every dart player wants to do. But I think I can do it, playing well, and hopefully it'll be this event. If it's not this event, it'll be one of the other ones.
Yeah, you've been coming very close to that first major title for a good few months now. People keep mentioning your name. Do you think this could be the one?
Hopefully, yeah. I go into every event thinking, I can win it. So, hopefully it'll be this event. If it's not, I'll go into the next one thinking the same, and then, the big one at the end of the year.
What do you put your improvement or continued good form down to, Wes?
Dedication, I think. I quit my job, and I put a lot more effort in, which I think I needed to do, and a lot of belief as well. I had a good few months, and my confidence really went up, and I built on that, and I kept believing all the time, and like I said, a bit more effort as well, and it's all come good for me.
Do you look at other either dart players or perhaps other players in other sports where you've seen, guys who are really top players but still need to make that jump to be the best in the top 1, 2, 3 in the world? I'm looking at Novak Djokovic or anybody like that. How you make that jump?
Yeah, it's funny you said Novak, because I was going to bring up Andy Murray. Andy Murray's a great tennis player, and he just took the final step, a few months ago, and he won a major, which, I think it's the same with any sport, really. It's a bit mental, I've got the game, I know I've got the game, and, when you're confident and really playing well, you can beat anyone. So it's just, putting them a few steps into process and doing it on the day.